Earlier contraflow on the Clyde Tunnel has now been removed between Crow Road and Moss Road, so traffic should now start to return to normal. That's BBC Radio Scotland Travel.
Now, the people of Glen Elg have been having a birthday party for a boat, not just any boat. The Glen Ahulish is a unique ferry that still takes people over the sea to Skye. A few years ago, it looked as though the service was doomed to finish, but it was saved by a community buyout. Our reporter Hugh Williams joined the party in Glen Elg.
The party started at lunchtime today as the 25 pipes and drums of the Chicago Stockyard Kilty Band processed down the road at Glen Elg to serenade the ferry on the slipway. Celebrations continue tonight with a ceilidh at Glen Elg Village Hall. Quite a birthday bash for a boat, but then this isn't any old boat, thought to be the only working turntable ferry in the world. What happens is that up to half a dozen cars at a time can drive on. Then the whole deck of the ferry is swiveled round. So by the time you dock on the other side, you're facing the right way to drive straight off. It's a service that certainly seems to be appreciated by the people who use it.
We're following beautiful roads and we just found ourselves here at the ferry point.
We've on holiday in Plockton and we've just come out for the day, having a little look around.
There's a certain unplanned nature to our day out there, I've got to say.
I've never seen something like this before and we're curious to see the ferry and just take it.
The journey across, you've got seals, you've got sea eagles, you've got otters. Couldn't be any better.
But the skipper of the Glen Ahulish, Donnie MacDonald, told me just a few years ago it seemed these crossings might have to stop.
When the bridge went free, the owner then, Roddy MacLeod, said that he couldn't compete with a free bridge. So he decided to put the ferry up for sale.
So in the end, the communities on both sides?
In the end, the community of Glen Elg and Cowrie decided to, they would put a bid in for it. It's kind of like Hawshee Enterprise gave us money and the lottery. We asked the lottery.
And what's it like to sail across? It's an incredible idea, this turntable ferry where the whole deck kind of turns around. But presumably, once you're going across on the sea, it's just a boat like any other boat, is it?
It is, yes. Once we turn the table and put the pins in, it's just the same as any other boat, yeah. It's only when we're alongside it we turn the table and take the cars on and off.
They were a bit of an institution for the Highlands, weren't they? Because it was a kind of practical solution. It meant you could have a pretty basic pier. You didn't have to have complicated facilities on either side.
Yeah, well, that's what they were designed for, yeah. Just to fit into small piers. And there was a lot of them in the Highlands. But no, this is the last one.
Important to keep it sailing?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Because of tourism to the place, and they love it. And it's a good link for locals as well, getting to the hospital and get into the shops in Broadford.
And it's its birthday.
It's birthday, yeah, so we're having a bit of a party. So that should be good fun, yeah.
Any excuse there? That was Hugh Williams joining the party in Glen Elg. Now, members of the public have been choosing Great British Artworks to be part of the world's largest art exhibition going on view on UK streets on August the 10th. Advertising billboards